Spontaneous human combustion is the pseudoscientific concept of spontaneous combustion of a living or recently deceased human body without an apparent external source of ignition. In addition to reported cases, descriptions of the alleged phenomenon appear in literature, and both types have been observed to share common characteristics in terms of circumstances and the remains of the victim. Scientific investigations have attempted to analyse reported instances of SHC and have resulted in hypotheses regarding potential causes and mechanisms, including victim behaviour and habits, alcohol consumption and proximity to potential sources of ignition, as well as the behaviour of fires that consume melted fats. Natural explanations, as well as unverified natural phenomena, have been proposed to explain reports of SHC. The current scientific consensus is that purported cases of SHC involve overlooked external sources of ignition. Spontaneous human combustion refers to the death from a fire originating without an apparent external source of ignition, a belief that the fire starts within the body of the victim. This idea and the term spontaneous human combustion were both first proposed in 1746 by Paul Raleigh, a fellow of the Royal Society, in an article published in the Philosophical Transactions concerning the mysterious death of Countess Cornelia Zangari Bandy. Writing in the British Medical Journal in 1938, coroner Gavin Thurston describes the phenomenon as having apparently attracted the attention not only of the medical profession, but of the non-medical professionals 100 years ago. In his 1995 book, Ablaze, Larry E. Arnold, a director of Parascience International, wrote that there had been about 200 cited reports of spontaneous human combustion worldwide over a period of around 300 years. The topic received coverage in the British Medical Journal in 1938. An article by L.A. Parry cited an 1823 published book, Medical Jurisprudence, which stated that commonalities among recorded cases of spontaneous human combustion included the following characteristics. The victims are chronic alcoholics. They are usually elderly females. The body has not burned spontaneously, but some lighted substance has come into contact with it. The hands and feet usually fall off. The fire has caused very little damage to combustible things in contact with the body, and the combustion of the body has left a residue of greasy and fetid ashes, very offensive in odour. Alcoholism is a common theme in early SHC literary references, in part because some Victorian-era physicians and writers believed spontaneous human combustion was the result of alcoholism. An extensive two-year research involving 30 historical cases of alleged SHC was conducted in 1984 by science investigator Joe Nickel and forensic analyst John F. Fisher. Their lengthy two-part report was published in the Journal of the International Association of Arson Investigators, as well as part of a book. Nickel has written frequently on the subject, appeared on television documentaries, conducted additional research, and lectured at the New York State Academy of Fire Science at Montour Falls, New York, as a guest instructor. Nickel and Fisher's investigation, which looked at cases in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, showed that the burned cadavers were close to plausible sources for the ignition: candles, lamps, fireplaces, and so on. Such sources were often omitted from published accounts of these incidents, presumably to deepen the aura of mystery surrounding an apparently spontaneous death. The investigations also found that there was a correlation between alleged SHC deaths and the victim's intoxication or other forms of incapacitation, which could conceivably have caused them to be careless and unable to respond properly to an accident. Where the destruction of the body was not particularly extensive, a primary source of combustible fuel could plausibly have been the victim's clothing or a covering, such as a blanket or comforter. However, where the destruction was extensive, additional fuel sources were involved, such as chair stuffing, floor coverings, the flooring itself, and the like. The investigators described how much materials helped to retain melted fat, which caused more of the body to be burned and destroyed, yielding still more liquefied fat in a cyclic process known as the wick effect or the candle effect. According to Nickel and Fisher's investigation, nearby objects often remained undamaged because fire tends to burn upward but burns laterally with some difficulty. The fires in question are relatively small, achieving considerable destruction by the wick effect, and relatively nearby objects may not be close enough to catch fire themselves. As with other mysteries, Nicol and Fisher cautioned against a single simplistic explanation for all unusual burning deaths, but rather urged investigating on an individual basis. Neurologist Stephen Novella has said that skepticism about spontaneous human combustion is now bleeding over into becoming popular skepticism about spontaneous combustion. A 2002 study by Angie M. Christensen of the University of Tennessee cremated both healthy and osteoporotic samples of human bone and compared the resulting colour change and fragmentation. The study found that osteoporotic bone samples consistently displayed more discoloration and a greater edge of fragmentation than healthy ones. The same study found that when human tissue is burned, the resulting flame produces a small amount of heat, indicating that fire is unlikely to spread from burning tissue. The scientific consensus is that incidents which might appear as spontaneous combustion did in fact have an external source of ignition, and that spontaneous human combustion without an external ignition source is extremely implausible. Pseudoscientific hypotheses have been presented which attempted to explain how SHC might concur without an external flame source. Benjamin Radford, science writer and deputy editor of the science magazine Skeptical Inquirer, cast doubt on the plausibility of spontaneous human combustion. If SHC is a real phenomenon and not the result of an elderly or infirm person being too close to a flame source, why doesn't it happen more often? There are 5 billion people in the world, and that was in 2001, and yet we don't see reports of people bursting into flames while walking down the street, attending football games, or sipping a coffee at a local Starbucks. Many natural explanations have been put forward, which would include almost all postulated cases of SHC involve people with low mobility due to advanced age or obesity, along with poor health. Victims show a high likelihood of having died in their sleep or of having been unable to move once they had caught fire. Smoking is often seen as the source of fire. Natural causes such as heart attacks may lead to the victim dying, subsequently dropping the cigarette, which after a period of smouldering can ignite the victim's clothes. The wick effect hypothesis suggests that a small external flame source, such as a burning cigarette, chars the clothing of the victim at a location, splitting the skin and releasing subcutaneous fat, which is in turn absorbed into the burning clothing, acting as a wick. This combustion can continue for as long as the fuel is available. This hypothesis has been successfully tested with pig tissue and is consistent with evidence recovered from cases of human combustion. The human body typically has enough stored energy in fat and other chemical stores to fully combust the body. Even lean people have several pounds of fat in their tissues. This fat, once heated by the burning clothing, wicks into the clothing such as candle wax is drawn into a lit candle wick, providing the fuel needed to keep the wick burning. The protein in the body also burns but provides less energy than fat, with the water in the body being the main impediment to combustion. However, slow combustion lasting hours gives the water time to evaporate slowly. In an enclosed area such as a house, this moisture will recondense nearby, possibly on windows. Feet don't typically burn because they often have the least fat. Hands also have little fat, but may burn if resting on the abdomen, which provides all of the necessary fat for the combustion. Scalding can cause burn-like injuries, sometimes leading to death without setting fire to clothing. Although not applicable in cases where the body is charred and burnt, this has been suggested as a cause in at least one claimed SHC-like event. Brian J. Ford has suggested that ketosis, possibly caused by alcoholism or low-carb dieting, produces acetone, which is highly flammable and could therefore lead to apparently spontaneous combustion. SHC can be confused with self-immolation as a form of suicide, and in the West, self-immolation accounts for 1% of suicides, while Radford claims in the developing countries the figure can be as high as 40%. Sometimes there are reasonable explanations for the deaths, but proponents ignore official autopsies and contradictory evidence in favour of anecdotal accounts and personal testimonies. Inhaling and digesting phosphorus in different forms may also lead to the formation of phosphine, which can also ignite. Alternative theories include Larry E. Arnold in his book in 1995, Ablaze, proposed a pseudoscientific new subatomic particle, which he called pyrotron. Arnold also wrote that the flammability of a human body could be increased by certain circumstances, like increased alcohol in the blood. He further proposed that extreme stress could be the trigger that starts many combustions. This process may use no external oxygen to spread throughout the body, since it may not be an oxidation reduction reaction. However, no reaction mechanism has been proposed. Researcher Joe Nickel has criticized Arnold's hypotheses as based on selective evidence and argument from ignorance. In his 1976 book Fire from Heaven, UK writer Michael Harrison suggests that SHC is connected to poltergeist activity because, he argues, the force which activates the poltergeist originates in and is supplied by a human being. Within the concluding summary, Harrison writes, SHC, fatal or non-fatal, belongs to the extensive range of poltergeist phenomena. John Abrahamson suggested that ball lightning could account for spontaneous human combustion. This is circumstantial only, but the charring of human limbs seen in a number of ball lightning cases are very suggestive that this mechanism may also have occurred where people have had limbs combusted, says Abrahamson. Examples include the following. On the 2nd of July 1951, Mary Reeser, a 67-year-old woman, was found burned to death in her house after her landlady realised that the house's doorknob was unusually warm. The landlady notified the police, and upon entering the home, they found Reeser's remains completely burned into ash, with only one leg remaining. The chair she was sitting in was also destroyed. Reeser took sleeping pills and was also a smoker. Despite its proliferation in popular culture, the contemporary FBI investigation ruled out the possibility of SHC. A common theory was that she was smoking a cigarette after taking sleeping pills and then fell asleep while still holding the burning cigarette, which could have ignited her gown, ultimately leading to her death. Her daughter-in-law stated, "The cigarette dropped to her lap. The fat was the fuel that kept her burning. The floor was cement and the chair was by itself. There was nothing around her to burn." Margaret Hogan, an 89-year-old widow who lived alone in a house on Prussia Street, Dublin, Ireland, was found burned almost to the point of complete destruction on the 28th of March 1970. Plastic flowers on a table in the centre of the room had been reduced to liquid, and a television with a melted screen sat 12 feet from the armchair in which the ashen remains were found. Otherwise, the surroundings remained almost untouched. Her 2 feet and both legs from below the knees were undamaged. A small coal fire had been burning in the grate when a neighbour left the house the previous day. However, no connection between this fire and that in which Mrs. Hogan died could be found. An inquest held on the 3rd of April 1970 recorded death by burning, with the cause of the fire listed as unknown. On the 24th of November 1979, during Thanksgiving weekend, Beatrice Oxey, a 51-year-old woman, was found charred to death in her home in the village of Bolingbrook, Illinois, the United States. Henry Thomas, a 73-year-old man, was found burned to death in the living room of his council house on the Rassos Estate in Ebb Valley, South Wales, in 1980. Most of his body was incinerated, leaving only his skull and part of each leg below the knee. The feet and legs were still clothed in socks and trousers. Half of the chair in which he had been sitting was also destroyed. Police forensic officers decided that the incineration of Thomas was due to the wick effect. In December 2010, the death of Michael Faherty, a 76-year-old man in County Galway, Ireland, was recorded as spontaneous combustion by the coroner. The doctor, Kieran McLaughlin, made this statement at the inquiry into the death. "This fire was thoroughly investigated and I'm left with the conclusion that this fits into the category of spontaneous human combustion for which there is no adequate explanation."
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.